finally have a number. We have been hearing various numbers as far as how many federal employees may be furloughed if there is a federal shutdown, and the number that we're hearing now is 800,000. That's how many federal employees might be away from work if there is a shutdown next week. The White House says that's how many stopped working during the 1995 shutdown. The administration outlining what they think will happen to the government if Congress doesn't finish a new spending bill by Friday. Federal News Radio's Ruben Gomez covering this all day long. It's good to see you in studio. You've got the latest from the White House. Who is going to be protected from furloughs, I guess, is the place to start.
Well, the White House is grouping this into two categories. First, they say anything that is critical for the safety of life and protection of property, that those operations would continue. That includes the military and law enforcement. The military would continue earning pay, but they wouldn't get those paychecks until Congress restores funding, and DOD civilians would have to stop working unless they're considered essential to operations. They'll also have to wait for pay until Congress restores funding. Number two, agencies and departments that have other funding sources like user fees and multi-year appropriations would continue working. This includes the Department of Veterans Affairs.
All right, so that would make me think that agencies like Federal Protective Services would stay in operation because they're protecting federal assets, and so I get the gist of that. How specific is the White House being today about other agencies or operations or programs that would need to close or scale back?
Somewhat. Now, important to our listeners, the White House says most federal websites would close. The official I heard from today didn't specify which ones, but the administration says only sites that are considered essential would continue working. Now, tax day is coming up on April 18th. The White House says the IRS would stop working on tax refunds if you filed on paper. But if you filed electronically, you're going to get that money.
All right, that makes sense because all of those transactions are done automatically and don't require a human to facilitate the shuffling of the money, whereas the paper returns require somebody to tear the envelope open. And okay, I get that.
Right, right. And the IRS is also going to stop tax audits, but they'll keep collecting tax money. So that means you can pay for your federal programs whenever Congress finishes budget work. And the Small Business Administration, they're also going to take a hit. They'd have to stop processing applications for small business loans. The Federal Housing Administration would halt new mortgage loan guarantees. Now, the administration says FHA is backing 30% of all mortgages on the market right now. The White House would also send some of its staffers home. And I should note that this is not an all-inclusive list. This is just what the administration is choosing to highlight today. They say stopping these agencies and programs could really hurt the economy.
That's understandable. Now, we're getting right to the midst of tourist season here in Washington. That means Smithsonian museums, national parks. What's the deal there?
National parks, Smithsonian museums would all close.
Interesting.
And you know what else? The Cherry Blossom Festival Parade coming up on the 9th.
Would not be coming up on the 9th,
right.
It sounds like.
Exactly.
All right. What else are you hearing is going to continue to be open throughout the shutdown process?
Now, at least what they're spelling out, Medicare payments, Social Security benefits, those would all continue. Some clinical trials, the White House says the National Institutes of Health would stop all new clinical trials, but this means they wouldn't accept new patients. However, existing trials would continue.
Since they've already got those started.
Exactly.
All right. Federal News Radio producer Ruben Gomez, thank you very much, sir. A terrific story you've written that's up at federalnewsradio.com with this information collected. Thank you very much.
You got it.
All of our budget and shutdown coverage on federalnewsradio.com. And also there are federal furlough FAQs. We're getting tons of them, as you can imagine. Lots of people have lots of questions about how this will work. And one of the top questions right now is how will employees be notified whether they've been designated to be handling accepted or non-accepted functions. And OPM provides this information. Each agency will communicate with its employees regarding the method and timing of notification of whether they've been designated as an accepted or non-accepted employee. And another question that we're getting a lot and that OPM is giving us information on, are all employees who qualify as emergency employees for the purposes of weather emergencies considered to be accepted employees? employees for the purpose of a shutdown furlough. And the OPM response is not necessarily. Emergency employees are those employees who have to report for work in emergency situations and other situations in which significant numbers of employees are prevented from reporting to work or which require agencies to close all or part of their activities. Emergency employees are not automatically deemed accepted employees for purposes of shutdown furloughs. Each agency must determine which employees are accepted employees. Another question that people are asking is about your health benefits. Will an employee continue to be covered under the FEHB program during a shutdown furlough if the agency is unable to make its premium payments on time? And OPM says, yes, you'll be covered under your federal health benefits even if an agency doesn't make the premium payments on time. Your health care coverage will still be in effect. The payroll deductions, anything that happens through payroll deduction won't be happening because there won't be a payroll for you to have it deducted from. But lots of information about this on federalnewsradio.com under our furlough FAQs, and I encourage you to go and read those at any time. If you have a question that you don't see addressed somewhere, our email address is fnrcomment@federalnewsradio.com.